investigation into a firework.
KNOM Update News. I'm Anna Rose MacArthur, and it's 9:02. GCI and KTUU Channel 2 came to a temporary agreement on Tuesday to keep the NBC affiliate channel in 9 areas outside of Anchorage, at least for the next few weeks. It's a temporary solution to an ongoing contractual dispute between GCI and Schwartz Communications, the Indiana-based parent company of KTUU. The conflict surfaced when an old agreement expired at the end of September. The rest of the agreement would end in December of 2014, and if the two companies can't come together by then, rural Alaska would get hit first. Brad Hilwig is the marketing director for KTUU.
Cable subscribers in virtually all rural areas outside of Anchorage could turn on their TVs and not have access to KTUU TV programming on GCI cable.
With Tuesday's temporary agreement, that hasn't happened yet. The details of the deal are unclear, and what each party wants long-term is also being worked out. David Morris, GCI's vice president, says KTUU has other options for carrying their service.
They don't have to use GCI to get out to rural Alaska. There are a number of other providers that they could use. They simply are using GCI right now.
Morris says KTUU wants the same free coverage they had in the past. That includes cables and satellites, along with guarantees of ad revenue from GCI.
And on top of that, they are asking for about $2.5 million in cash for the right to carry their signal.
Right now, KTUU gets no payment from GCI. KTUU's Hilwig says the $2.5 million figure is premature and unsubstantiated. He says GCI is putting customers in the middle of the negotiations.
What should be happening right now is free carriage of KTUU continuing on GCI in these rural areas so that good faith negotiations for that 2015 and beyond time period can really begin in earnest.
Even if no long-term agreement is reached, some cable and non-cable viewers would still be able to access Channel 2 coverage using ARCS, the Alaska Rural Communication Service. The temporary arrangement would keep KTUU carriage in Nome, as well as Barrow, Bethel, Cordova, Kodiak, Kotzebue, Kiparuk, North Slope, and Valdez until November 8. Think it's warm for mid-October? It is. A high-pressure system has developed along the west coast of North America from southeast Alaska to Washington and Oregon. And there's a series of storms moving from Japan to the North Pacific.
And this is streaming warm and moist air across nearly all of Alaska.
Rick Toman is the Climate Science and Services Manager for the National Weather Service Alaska Region.
We've been in this pattern for some days now, and while there'll be a bit of a cool down this weekend, overall this pattern looks likely to continue for more than another week.
So don't put those rubber boots away. Toman says each individual typhoon from Japan brings with it lots of warm and moist air northward. He says that's not unusual.
Perhaps what might be unusual, we've had a succession of these. We look to have at least one more next week, and perhaps the number of them is somewhat unusual, but just having a typhoon in that area in mid-October is not too unusual at all.
Toman says above normal temperatures and well above normal precipitation in western Alaska is very likely. As to whether or not this is a direct link to climate change and perhaps climate warming, Toman says what we're seeing now is part of natural variability.
Nothing that we're seeing at this point falls into the unprecedented stage. It's been a few years since we've had this kind of warm weather this late in October, but in no sense is this unprecedented.
However, we are only halfway through the month of October. Bethel already had its fifth wettest October on record. Toman says with the current pattern, they're likely to experience the rainiest October on record. University of Alaska Fairbanks Vice Chancellor and former Olympic shooter Pat Pitney will represent the United States in the North Pole leg of the Olympic torch relay beginning this week. The Alaska Business Monthly reports Pitney is one of 14,000 people selected to carry the torch across Russia. The relay will culminate in the opening ceremonies of the 2014 Olympic Winter Games in Sochi, Russia, on February 7, 2014. In addition to promoting the Olympic Winter Games, the North Pole Torch Run is highlighting the Arctic and cooperation among Arctic nations. Award-winning writer Peggy Shoemaker is visiting Nome this week as part of the Poetry North series. Shoemaker teaches at the Rainier Writing Workshops and is Professor Emerita from the University of Alaska Fairbanks. She's also the founding editor of Borel Books, the publisher of Find Art and Literature from Alaska. Shoemaker is teaching a quick 4-day course, Writing That Matters to You and Others. That course started yesterday and will continue through the weekend. And tomorrow, Shoemaker will read from the most recent book of poems titled Toucan Nest, based in Costa Rica.
And I have images that I'll show people, and then I'll talk about what happens to our imagination when we go to a place where we don't know the rules. This was a place utterly foreign to me. I grew up in the Sonoran Desert of southern Arizona. I live now in the subarctic desert of interior Alaska. And I went to a place that has mist forest and rainforest, and I didn't know any of the animals or any of the plants or any of the rules. And that opened up my imagination in huge ways.
Although writing has been Shoemaker's business, as the Alaska State Writer Laureate for 2010 to 2012, Shoemaker talks about what writing has meant to her life, how writing helps her to make sense of the world.
When I'm feeling something intensely and I'm thinking very hard, but it's not clear to me yet. Things are still blurry. Sometimes when I try to write them out, I begin to figure out what I really do think and what I really do feel. And so making myself clear to myself is one major reason to write. But I also want to make a bond with the reader. I want what I write to bear consequence, to matter in a reader's life.
Peggy Shoemaker will read at the Nome Elementary School Library tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. And a look at the price of gold in New York at this hour. Gold is up $39.50 an ounce to $1,323.20 an ounce. Silver is up 47 cents an ounce to $21.99 an ounce. Zinc is at 85 cents a pound. Alaska Airlines Flight 152 is scheduled to arrive on time in Nome at 11:24 a.m., and Flight 151 is scheduled to depart on time at 12:15 p.m. It is unofficially 37 degrees outside the KNOM studios, 10 minutes after 9 o'clock.